This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for lectures, features, and radio shows. And now, here's Coy Barefoot.
Rick Britton joins us live in studio for a little history talk, local history talk on Fridays. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm good. So what are you up to?
Oh, man.
Are you doing maps right now?
I'm doing maps. I'm finishing up a map for the Papers of George Washington about the Middlebrook encampment, which was the encampment of George Washington's army the year after Valley Forge.
Okay.
And it's in New Jersey. It's
we had Ed Lingle in here this week, one of the
associate
editors.
Yeah, I listened. Yeah.
Isn't he great? I love when he comes in to talk about George Washington.
Ed's a great guy.
Those folks who work on those George Washington papers know George Washington
like nobody else. That's right.
I mean, they really, truly know him as a person.
That's right.
And when you spend your career reading his letters and reading the letters people write to him, and there's many, many thousands of them, you start to get a sense for what he was really like.
Yeah, Ed's a great guy. I've done the maps for his books. I've done the maps for like 3 of his books.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
And you're working on one now, a Revolutionary War map.
Right, but that's for the papers of George Washington, where he works up at the university.
Right.
Not for one of his books. I mean, it'll go into one of their books.
One of the volumes.
One of the volumes. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's
very
what I'm
cool.
doing now. Finishing the next couple of
and
days.
And you're also working on this new class that we want to let people know about so they can sign up today.
That's right. I'm really excited about this class. I'm going to be teaching a class starting in September at the Senior Center, and it's going to be every Thursday in the early evening all through September and into early October, every Thursday from 5:30 to 7 approximately. And it's a class on the early history of Albemarle County and Charlottesville. So we're going to start off in the 1720s, so we're going to talk about the Monacans, and go all the way to the 1850s. Up to, but not including, the Civil War. So we're going to talk about the Monacans, the first European settlers up here, and the formation of the county, the establishment of Charlottesville, Albemarle County and the American Revolution, the commerce here, the tobacco, of course, and then the switch to wheat around 1800, and who had something to do with that. I think you know who had something to do with that.
Oh, yes.
And then an entire session on Jefferson, but Jefferson here, in the county, not Jefferson in Washington, not
Secretary of State.
Not
Jefferson
in
the
Paris.
Neighbor.
Jefferson here, the neighbor, and then an entire session on slavery, and then at the very end, kind of a whirlwind travel session with Ed Lay. Professor Lay and I are going to give the tours as we go around the county.
Oh, I got to go
in a bus.
That.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
And you're going to go all day and just take people all over the county all day long.
We're going all over the county.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
And that's the last class.
That's the last one.
It's this blowout, put the keg on the bus, drive all over Albemarle County.
Where is this keg on the bus? You always come. We never have kegs. Where were these buses you were talking about?
I can't talk about it. I can't talk about it. Once upon a time.
Come on, man.
Back when I was a drinker.
Anyway, if you're interested, call the folks at the Senior Center Travel Office, and that's 974-6538, and they've also got the information up on the website, and that's www.seniorcenterinc.org.
And the phone number again, 974-6538.
That's right.
To sign up for Rick Britton's class, From the Three Knots Road to the Railroad.
That's right.
There you go. That's going to be
thanks.
Awesome.
Hey, that's a good name. That's a good title.
There you go.
That's snappier than my title.
I'm a snappy guy.
You are a snappy guy.
I got snappy going on. We're talking with Rick Britton, local history. You can learn more online at rickbritton.com. And he joins us on Friday afternoons to talk about a little history. And we want to encourage you to sign up for his class. It's going to be on every Thursday evening starting September 4th. So you want to sign up now because I imagine seats are limited. This can't just be.
Seats are limited and it's filling up. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, we already sold a bunch.
974-6538. There you go.
Right. And listen, since we're just talking about the early history of Albemarle and Charlottesville, I brought a quiz.
There you go. Love the quiz.
Yeah.
The quiz. Yeah. You know, I remember when I used to work in the mornings.
Right.
With back in the day with Dick and Mac and Jane.
Right.
I was the guy on the other side of the glass sitting on the phones.
Were you?
Yeah. And I can remember looking through the glass, and Dick Mountjoy would always have so much fun with this little thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's the exact same one he used to use.
But you got to be careful. One time I pressed the wrong button.
Yeah, there's a bunch of buttons.
Yeah,
there's
some you don't want.
You're the man.
You're the man. He used that one a lot.
He had such a good time in here.
I really miss that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the quiz? First question.
First question.
All right, what's the first question?
All right, first question. In Jefferson's day, the James River was formed by the confluence of the Rivanna and the A, Hardware River, B, Fluvanna River. C, Rassawek River.
In Jefferson's day.
In Jefferson's day.
977-1070. And what do we have for Johnny?
We got the Historic Charlottesville Tour Book.
Okay, that's perfect.
Yeah, published by the Albemarle Charlottesville Historical Society.
Which you can take with you all around town.
All around town.
And it'll tell you where to park, where to walk, and what you're looking at.
And into the county, too.
Yeah, there's all sorts of tours. 977-1070 is the phone number, and we want to give away some free stuff. We'll throw in some free pizza as well, little Papa John's pizza. Give us a call, 977-1070. If you think you know the answer, repeat the question for the good folks.
Here's the question. In Jefferson's day, the James River was formed by the confluence of the Rivanna and the A, Hardware, B, Fluvanna, C, Rassawek. So in other words, at Point of Fork, current day Columbia, the Rivanna and what other river came together to form the James?
All right. We got a caller on the line. Caller, what's your first name? Is this Steve? Steve, how you doing, my friend?
Good.
Happy Friday.
Hey, thank you. Same to you.
What do you think the answer is?
Can you repeat the question?
Here we go. In Jefferson's day, the James River was formed by the confluence of the Rivanna and the A, Hardware, B, Fluvanna, C, Rassawek River.
Okay, so the choices are the Hardware or the Rassawek River?
Or the Fluvanna.
Oh, the Fluvanna.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to say Fluvanna.
Absolutely right. Good job.
Right. Way to go, Steve. Congratulations. Hold on a minute. Hold on just 1 minute, and Brian's going to hook you up with the tour book and some free Papa John's pizza.
So, in other words, upriver from Columbia, it was the Fluvanna. It wasn't called the James in Jefferson's day. Nowadays, we call the whole river the James, but upriver from the Point of Fork where Columbia is, that was the Fluvanna. In Jefferson's lifetime.
And they called it the James down towards Tidewater.
That's right. Those two came together to form the James at Columbia, at the Point of Fork.
Oh, I see. So right. Upriver
right.
past the Rivanna.
Right.
They called that the Fluvanna River.
The Fluvanna. Absolutely right.
Interesting.
So the old maps all say Fluvanna.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Question number two for the good folks.
Number two. True or false? The Monacan Indians were the allies of the Powhatan Indians. The Powhatans commanded the Tidewater, controlled the Tidewater. The Monacan Indians, this region up here, the Piedmont. So true or false, the Monacan Indians were the allies of the Powhatan Indians.
977-1070, you got a 50% chance, and we'll give you some free Papa John's pizza and a tour book. Brian will set you up there. So repeat the question again, 977-1070.
True or false, the Monacan Indians were the allies of the Powhatan Indians. So they were friends, is that true?
They were friends, they worked together?
Yeah.
All right, we'll find out. Caller, what's your first name?
Bill.
Bill, how you doing, my friend?
Not bad.
Happy August. Hope you're having a good summer.
Likewise.
What's the answer, you think?
False,
absolutely right.
Of course.
Mortal enemies.
Yeah.
The Powhatan were scared.
You got that right.
The Powhatan were scared to death of the Monacan and tried to warn the European settlers not to go upriver
because the
Monacan were bad guys.
They told them, don't go west of the falls.
Yeah, don't go up there.
There you go. Congratulations, Bill. Hold on just
Thanks,
a minute.
Bill.
And Brian's going to hook you up with some Papa John's pizza and a tour guide book. Thank you, Brian, for that. And you got another question.
Yeah, number three. The Three Notch Road led west from Richmond to A, Culpeper County, B, Bedford County, C, the Shenandoah Valley.
The Three Notched Road,
right.
called Three Chop down in Richmond.
That's right.
Goes from Richmond to where?
Went from Richmond to A, Culpeper, B, Bedford, C, Shenandoah Valley.
All right. Caller, what's your first name?
Mark.
Mark, hey, happy Friday. What do you think the answer is? Where'd the Three Notched Road go?
C.
Yeah, absolutely right. Good job.
Way to go, Mark. Absolutely. Of course, it went from Richmond to the valley.
Into the Shenandoah Valley.
Right through what is now Charlottesville.
That's right.
Downtown and through what is now Crozet. Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. That's right.
There you go. Congratulations, Mark. And hold on just a minute. Brian's going to hook you up
Mark.
With some with a tour book and some Papa John's pizza. You got another one?
Yeah, I got three more. These are too easy. True or false, James Monroe was one of the heroes of the Battle of Trenton, New Jersey in the American Revolution.
Interesting.
True or
That's
false?
A good one, actually. True or false, 977-1070. You got some pizza and a tour book for you. Free. All you got to do is come down here and pick it up if you know the answer. 977-1070. Pick up your phone. Give us a call. Repeat the question, please, my friend.
Question number four. True or false, James Monroe was one of the heroes of the Battle of Trenton, New Jersey in the American Revolution.
Caller, what's your first name?
Diane.
Hey, Diane. Happy Friday.
Thank
you. You too.
Thanks for calling. What do you think the answer is? True or false?
What did you say?
False.
Oh, dog.
We gave you some pizza anyway for
playing. Nice try. Dying.
Hold on just a minute. There's some pizza for you. All right, 977-1070. What do you think the answer is? First one to call in is going to get it. 977-1070.
That's right.
It ain't false, so it must be what? We'll take the next caller at 977-1070. If you think you know, there's a caller. What's your first name?
Olin,
how you doing?
All right, how are you?
I'm great. What are you doing this weekend?
Rescue squad duty.
Hey, there you go. Thank you. Thank you for
Thanks
that.
Thanks for doing that.
We appreciate you doing that.
Yep.
Olin, what do you think the answer is?
True.
Absolutely true. Young Lieutenant James Monroe actually led an attack of the 3rd Virginia Infantry right up King Street, right into the teeth of the Hessian howitzers.
And what happened?
And he got wounded. He was one of the few Americans wounded in that battle. But the Hessians ran, and it was one of the things that led to their fleeing the town and their eventual capture. Washington's army at Trenton killed, wounded, or captured 900 Hessians.
Wow!
900. Virtually annihilated the force that was there.
And those weren't the Germans that ended up down here, because that was Battle of Saratoga.
That was Saratoga.
There
right,
you go.
Right.
All right, hold on just a minute, and Brian's going to hook you up with some free Papa John's pizza and a tour guide book. You got one more?
I got two more.
All right.
Yeah. Question number 5, true or false? James Madison was a lawyer.
977-1070 is the phone number.
Think about it. Father of the Constitution.
There you go. Caller, what's your first name?
Rick.
Hey, Rick. Happy Friday.
How are you doing, Rick? False. Correct. He was not a lawyer.
He was not a lawyer. Explain that.
He was not. He went to the College of New Jersey, but did not study the law. But if you ask most Americans if the father of the Constitution was a lawyer, I bet you 99% would say.
But he was not a lawyer.
Was not a lawyer.
That's really, really interesting.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, that is. All right, Rick, hold on just a minute. And Brian's going to hook you up with a tour guide book and some Papa John's pizza. And we got the final question here.
Here we go. Queen Charlotte of Mecklenburg, after whom Charlottesville was named, was the wife of A, George I, B, George II, C, George III.
977-1070, the first one to call in and get it. We'll get the tour guide book and Papa John's pizza. Caller, what's your first name?
Gene.
Hey, Gene. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I hope you have a good weekend. What's the answer?
George the First.
Okay. Hold on a minute, Gene. We'll give you some free pizza just
nice
for playing.
Try.
Hold on, and we'll take the next caller at 977-1070. Ask the question again.
The question, Queen Charlotte, after whom Charlottesville was named, was the wife of A, George the First, B, George the Second, C, George the Third.
All right, caller, your first name?
Judy?
Yeah.
The Second.
The Second? Mm-hmm. All right, hold on just a minute. We give you some pizza for just playing the game. That's how we do it. Let's go to call on line number 3. Call your first name.
Robert.
Hey, Robert?
Yes.
Yeah, there
Robert,
you go. What
so
is
here's
it?
The important question. Have you been listening?
Yeah, number 3.
Number 3, absolutely.
And she was like really young, too, when
she
they married.
Was
her.
She really was young.
Like 14 or something?
Yeah, something like that.
That's she's how they did it in the old days.
That's right.
Get married and start having babies.
That's right.
There you go. All right, hold on a minute. Robert, he's on line 3, and we got Papa John's pizza and lunch for, Papa John's pizza and a tour guidebook for you. What else you got going on?
Well, I got this.
You always got something going on.
I got a bunch of stuff going on. I've got this neat story that I'm just starting to work on. I probably have to finish it in the next month or so, and I wanted to tell everybody about it. It's fascinating. Americans have the impression that it was a united front during the American Revolution against the British, and that also after the war that all the Americans were together in this, you know, forming this new country and moving forward into the future, the early years of the Republic. Of course, neither of those things is true. The argument over who won the war started right after the war, over who won the war. And then, of course, once the parties were formed, the parties coalesced, it got worse, this argument over who won the war. And then it got really, really heated. And it's kind of interesting. Why would we argue over the revolution? Well, here's just a little bit about this. The idea was, if the men who became Federalists, it was an argument between whether the men who became Federalists won the American Revolution or the men who became Jeffersonian Republicans won the American Revolution. And it was an argument about the future of the country. And it was based on this. If the, say, for example, the Jeffersonian Republicans had done a bad job, the men, those men, during the Revolution, then they weren't fit to lead the country forward in the future. So, Light Horse Harry Lee, Robert E. Lee's father, was an ardent Federalist, and everybody knows about him. He was not very successful in business at all, and so he went from one thing to another. So in 1812, he published his memoirs of the American Revolution in the South. And it's just one of these long titles, Memoirs of the Campaign in the Southern States.
Back when titles were long.
Yeah, like 30-word title.
Chapter 2, in which I crossed the river and climbed the tree and win the war.
Yeah, the titles were really, really bad. But anyway, so being a Federalist, he went after Jefferson, the Jeffersonian Republican, with a passion. And it really stung Jefferson and hurt him really bad. And what Light Horse Harry Lee said was that Jefferson had been an awful governor of Virginia.
Governor during the war.
During the war. Jefferson was governor for 2 years, 1780, 1781. Unfortunately, at the very end of 1780 and then into 1781, basically the last 6 months of his 2 year governorship, that's when the British Army really came in force to Virginia. You know, it started off with Arnold and then Leslie and then Phillips. And then, of course, Cornwallis marched his army up through the Carolinas. So eventually when Cornwallis got here and all of those things joined, all of those forces joined, Cornwallis had an army of 7,000 in Virginia. So aside from the British in New York under Clinton, this was the largest army and the only British army in the Americas at the time that was moving around. So it was the most dangerous army. Here it was in Virginia,
the site of the big battles in the Revolutionary War, just like the Civil War.
Right, except not that many big battles in the American Revolution, only a few big battles, but the one that, you know, eventually led to the end of the war. But meanwhile, you know, Jefferson is governor, Cornwallis is here, Richmond falls. The legislature has to flee, including Governor Jefferson. They flee all the way up here to Charlottesville. You know, we're talking early June of 1781. Jefferson's term is just ending. And then we have the nasty affair, so-called Affair of Carter's Mountain. And that's when Tarleton sent a troop of British dragoons under a Captain McLeod, up to Monticello to nab Jefferson. And Jefferson ran on his horse. Well, Harry Lee went after Jefferson for all of this stuff. You know, look, the Capitol fell, the legislature was on the
run.
And it really stung Jefferson. But if you look at it just at face value, you know, big deal. You know, what's Jefferson supposed to do? You know, in his own defense, Jefferson said, what am I supposed to do? Stand at the east portico of Monticello with my little saber and fight off a whole troop of British dragoons? Anybody by himself would have run from a troop of British dragoons. But what really stung Jefferson was the whole idea that he was not a fit governor. And so what that meant was he was not fit to lead the nation. And everybody knows that his second term was a disaster. His second term as president was a disaster because of the embargo. And then there's the little interesting thing about his legacy in the future. And Jefferson, in his retirement, was all about preserving his legacy in the future. So Jefferson attacked back in print. And that's what I'm writing about.
Wonderful.
This whole argument back and forth in print.
And it was all politics.
All politics.
You know, because at the end of the day, the Federalists and the Jeffersonian Republicans, everybody played a crucial role.
They did.
In winning that war. Yeah.
They did. But it was about legacy. This to Jefferson was about legacy. It was about the historians in the future.
Yeah.
It was about us.
Rick Britton, local author and historian, joins us on Friday afternoons to talk history. Thank you, Rick.
Yeah, thank you, man.
You've been listening to WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. The show is on the air Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 in the afternoon. Join in on the show by calling 434-977-1070. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show at SevillePodcast.com. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network.